Hello, and welcome to JFK Spotlight on Health. I'm Raquel Williams, and joining us today is Dr. Ron Carnell, is with the Hackensack Meridian Health JFK Neuroscience Institute at JFK Medical Center in Edison. Dr. Carnell specializes in spine and interventional pain management, as well as sports medicine. The doctor is an assistant professor of neuroscience at Hackensack Meridian School of Medicine at Seton Hall University, and he's clinical assistant professor of physical medicine and rehabilitation at Robert Wood Johnson Medical School in Piscataway. Thanks for joining us today, doctor.
Good morning, Ms. Williams. It's a pleasure to be here today to share with you my experience and journey as a physician and a prior world-class athlete, swimmer, and my experience with treating my patients.
You have quite the story to tell, and we definitely want to hear all about that. First, give us a general overview of the work that's being done at the Neuroscience Institute.
So I've been there, I've started my 10th year, and I specialize in spine intervention procedures. That's my primary specialty, with also physical medicine and rehabilitation. And I also have a subspecialty in sports medicine. So I see a wide array of patients, both young, middle-aged, elderly, mm-hmm. with a lot of neck and back pain, injuries that occur to the spine with disc herniations, pathology such as like spinal stenosis, patients with sciatica, arthritis in their spine, very debilitating conditions that I treat under x-ray guidance to help them avoid surgery, yet give them significant pain relief where they're able to get back their quality of life.
Okay. Now, you, doctor, have quite the history yourself. You have a story to tell, and I'm going to let you tell it, but you did allude to it earlier when you said that you were an Olympic swimmer yourself, 1992, yes, to be exact.
Correct.
And if you don't mind sharing, you found some degree of triumph in the face of a very personal tragedy. Tell us about that.
Sure. So I was born and raised in Maplewood, New Jersey, and that's where I began my young swimming career. I went to high school at Seton Hall Prep in South Orange, and then thereafter I swam at college at the University of California at Berkeley. And I was an elite level swimmer on scholarship training in California, and qualified for the 1992 USA Olympic swim team, probably one of the greatest moments of my life, when mm-hmm. I qualified back on March 6, 1992, and it was a dream come true. It took 18 years to be able to achieve that goal, training intensely, roughly about 6 hours a day for many years, mm-hmm. and I was able to make that dream come true, to make the team. And unfortunately, at the games, I had a personal tragedy where my father passed away of a massive heart attack right after the opening ceremony. I actually had seen him. He took a picture of me. We waved. He was crying. And then minutes later, he passed away. And I didn't know about it until the latter part of the morning, around 3 o'clock in the morning, when one of the guardian angels in my life came upon me, which was Mr. George Steinbrenner. He was
the George Steinbrenner.
Yes, the boss. So he was vice president of the USOC, as well as everyone knows, the Yankee owner at the time. Mm-hmm. And he stepped into my life to assist me get through the worst moment of my life with my family at the games in Barcelona. I finished a disappointing sixth, but thereafter he kept close in touch with me. He paid for my medical school at New Jersey Medical School in Newark, mm-hmm. which was formerly UMDNJ, which is now Rutgers University. And basically, more importantly, he kept in close contact with me to keep me afloat emotionally. And over the years, till when he passed away in 2010, he was a big support system where he helped fill that void of my father that had passed away.
Right.
So it was very meaningful.
What a story that you have. And, you know, now using your experience and the different things that you've gone through, you are able to really connect with your patients and help them in a special way. And there are two patients in particular that I wanted you to talk about.
Sure.
And first one, it was a couple of years back. Tell me about Devon Black.
Sure. So she was a young swimmer from the Central Jersey area, and she was competing at both the club level and high school level, and she sustained an injury to her back by doing too many starts and flip turns, where she herniated a disc in her lower back, and she had severe debilitating pain. This was back in 2016, right around the time of the Rio Olympic Games, and mm-hmm. Her mother had found me through my contact over at the Hospital for Special Surgery, where I did my fellowship training, and They were referred to me. I saw her. I evaluated her. Basically, she was sidelined from the pool where she couldn't compete or even train. And it was very frustrating to her. And, you know, as an athlete, when I was swimming, I also had some injuries, like shoulder injuries and various other injuries, even like, you know, strained back. And it's very frustrating emotionally as well as physically to not be in the game,
right, in
the pool, to be sidelined. So I was able to evaluate her, review her MRI, and I performed two injection procedures, and she did extraordinarily well, where she's been pain-free since, and she's still competing. So it was very gratifying and fulfilling for me to be able to understand, as a former athlete, what she was going through and put those skills together with my knowledge as a physician. And just a great experience for both of us.
And I'm sure it must have been comforting for her to some level to know that you knew what she was going through.
Sure. Yeah, she was ecstatic and, you know, really excited just to meet me because of my Olympic fame. So it was pretty cool. And we really, you know, connected, and we stay in close touch. And her mother is also a patient of mine, and the father came in, and, you know, so it's like, you know, we're close. It's like one big family. And I'm real proud that, you know, she's done so well, and she's now applying for college. And
awesome.
Yeah, it's just a great feeling. And, you know, I would go out of the way for all my patients like that, whether it be an athlete. You know, when a patient comes in, if they're, even if they're 88 years old, they're going to get the highest quality of care from me, because, you know, my standard, my bar is so high with wanting to take care of my patients like it was when I was a world-class swimmer. I always want to achieve the best for my patients.
Right. And then there were people who went out of their way for you as well. So
absolutely.
That, of course, is in your spirit,
so
which is wonderful.
Back.
There you go.
Yep.
Now, let's hear also about your most recent patient, another success story, Erica Petrie, and she's a soccer player, correct?
Correct. Yes. So she's a gal from upstate New York area that also found me. She had back pain as well. She was about 10th grade and in the peak of her career for applying for colleges and being scouted at a young age. She was really a national level competing athlete in soccer. And she was referred to me by another patient that I was treating here locally in New Jersey, who also had a son that was a daughter that was competing in soccer. So she came to me with her mother, and again, she was sidelined and not doing well and not being able to train or compete in any games, and was, you know, really frustrated because it was during the peak of her career where she was being scouted. So similar situation where I evaluated her, I was able to review the MRI. She got an injection as well, and she's back in the game.
That's awesome. You, in both cases, you talked about this injection, and earlier you said something about X-ray guidance.
Yes.
What exactly is this injection, and what does it do?
All right. So what that entails is basically under X-ray guidance, once I ascertain the correct diagnosis through my history, physical exam, and reviewing the MRIs, I'm able to come up with an accurate diagnosis and know specifically where the pathology is that's called the pain generator that's causing the pain in a patient's neck or lower back. And once I'm able to do that, then I can have the patient come to an outpatient surgery center. And it's not surgery, but it's an X-ray guided procedure where the needle is specifically placed at the problem where the source of the pain is coming from. And then there's cortisone that is delivered specifically at that site to decrease the inflammation, irritation of that area, whether it be the nerve or the joint in the back. And that's how the patients get significant pain relief. And it's about 90% effective with my success rate, where patients avoid surgery and they get their quality of life back.
Okay. And of course, everyone wants to hear that you don't have to have surgery, obviously.
Correct.
So that's wonderful. So a 90% success rate, and that's definitely something to be proud of at JFK Neuroscience Institute. Is this something that's on the newer side, or has this been in place for a while?
Well, there's been these procedures now probably for about the past three decades. But, you know, the technology has changed. The techniques have changed. And basically, the training has changed. So where I trained at the hospital for special surgery, I received excellent knowledge of information to be able to perform these procedures with research that has supported performing these procedures, what we call evidence-based medicine. So it's on the cutting edge of technology, and it's always being updated, and I'm staying updated to be able to perform these. So it's been around for a while, but it does change from time to time.
Okay. So I would imagine that your expertise is much sought after by young athletes who are in need of treatment.
Correct. So, you know, I love seeing an athlete when they come in my clinic. I'm also board certified in sports medicine. So I'll see even athletes with like shoulder injuries, hip injuries, knee injuries, elbows, any type of musculoskeletal problem. And from there, I can also prescribe physical therapy, a specific program that's guided right toward their specific needs for both the strengthening and stretching exercises to rehabilitate the injuries, again, so that they can avoid surgery and get back in the game.
Okay. But of course, surgery when needed also obviously is something that you would recommend.
Sure. So, you know, there are times when patients don't get the benefit from my treatment. And at that time, I then need to know when is time to send the patient to my colleagues that are neurosurgeons for perhaps spine surgery. Mm-hmm. So there are times that does happen. And, you know, I'm working with a great team over there at JFK Neuroscience. There's a colleague of mine, Dr. Gregory Shabelsky. He's been on staff with me now for about 20 years, and he's one of the top spine surgeons in the country. And he and I work hand in hand closely where he'll refer patients to me and I'll refer patients to him when necessary. So it's a great working relationship and a great team approach.
Awesome. You're listening to JFK Spotlight on Health. We're talking with Dr. Ron Carnell. He's with the Hackensack Meridian Health JFK Neuroscience Institute at JFK Medical Center in Edison. We're going to come back and talk about pain management and talk about some of the injuries that he sees in his practice at JFK Medical Center and some of the new ways that are available to treat pain in a moment. You're listening to JFK Spotlight on Health. I'm Raquel Williams. We are with Dr. Ron Carnell with the Hackensack Meridian Health JFK Neuroscience Institute at JFK Medical Center in Edison. Dr. Carnell specializes in spine and interventional pain management as well as sports medicine. And as you've been listening and you have heard, Dr. Carnell is he has a special connection to his patients, especially patients who have sports-related injuries and in need of treatment from things that have happened with the different sports injuries and the like. Most of your patients that you see, are they mostly athletes?
No, I would say the majority of the patients that I see are just, you know, common everyday people that sustain an injury at work. I see a lot of patients that are working lifting injuries and auto mechanics and landscapers, and I see office personnel that sit too long in their chair and have back pain and neck pain. So I see a wide array of different patients, and again, it could be as young as in the teenage years and as old as 95 and everything else in between. So there are athletes that do come in and see me, but for the majority of my patients, it's the ones that are just like you and me.
Right, right. And you know what? We all at some point are going to experience, if we haven't already, some kind of pain with the spine or anything connected to it, musculoskeletal. And I would imagine that a lot of people try to diagnose themselves. Oh, you know, I just got this little pain here. I'm just getting older. It'll go away. I did this too much, or maybe I went too far. Right. But at some point, you have to know when it's time to see a specialist. And when would that point be?
Sure. So you're very correct in what you're saying. So you know, we call that Google doctor, where patients will go on the line and Google and try and self-diagnose themselves.
Right.
And but yet at the same time, when I see a patient, often when they search my background and see my experience, they're really excited to meet me as a physician with my background. And often they compliment me about my success as a former world-class swimmer on the Olympic team and my success now as a physician with my experience at JFK.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't encourage patients that to research and try and self-diagnose themselves too much, because, you know, there is more to it than that. And, you know, it's not like you can really diagnose a patient over the phone. You have to see a patient. You have to talk to a patient. You have to get an accurate history. You have to touch the patient and examine them. And you have to review the MRI. And, you know, keep in mind, there's going to be a lot of pathology on the MRI that may not be meaningful.
Right.
So my job as a thorough, competent physician is to really make an accurate diagnosis and filter through that, counsel the patient, and reassure them that I can help them. And a lot of times, like I said, when they come in, they express their kind words of support and are excited to meet me, and they know they're in good hands.
Now, I wanted to talk with you about pain, because pain management, of course, is one of your specialties, and pain in and of itself is complex. No two people process it the same way. So I would imagine that, you know, when it comes to treating a patient, everyone's not getting the same type of treatment. So how do you assess that? How do you go about assessing a patient's pain to know exactly how you're going to treat them?
Sure. So, you know, there are some patients that will come in and, you know, what might be a 10 out of 10 pain to them might be only a 5 or 4 out of pain to someone else, or and vice versa. So, you know, everyone does process and interpret the level of pain differently. Mm-hmm. And again, I treat every patient that comes through the door equally and with respect. And my job is to, you know, be there for them as a person, to show empathy and get them through this difficult moment of their life that they're dealing with, whether it be an acute episode of pain or chronic pain that they've been experiencing for many years. And, you know, what I love about my job is that I really sit down and spend a lot of time with each patient. It could be anywhere from 30 to minutes to an hour or more. And, you know, I see every patient with all different types of insurance, whether it be Medicaid, Medicare, or personal insurance, or workers' comp, or even some auto injury insurance patients. But to me, it doesn't matter, because I work for the hospital and we accept all insurances. So every patient that I see that comes through and I evaluate is seen the same way. It doesn't matter what their insurance is. And I'm able to filter through all that and really spend a lot of time with the patient. It's not a 5-minute visit. And patients understand that and get that when they meet me.
Okay. Every doctor I talk to that deals with pain, I ask this question. So I wanted to ask this of you. What's your stance on opioid use for treatment of pain?
Sure. So that's obviously changed quite a bit over the past few years, where now there's been a lot of control by both the federal government as well as the state in terms of regulations with laws that provide that the providers can have to adhere to because of our opioid epidemic that has taken over our society, where many patients are overdosing and our young population is really, you know, faced with a big problem with overdosing. So basically, you know, I agree with a lot of the cutting back that has been occurring, and the results have obviously shown a decline in the amount of overdoses, but it's still a problem. And I'm really happy that there are alternative ways to treat a patient where they don't really need to be on these strong medications where it can take their lives. So there are other ways where anti-inflammatory medications can work equally as well, along with physical therapy in the beginning, and then again these injection procedures when necessary in a conservative way, and then finally only if surgery is necessary. That's kind of like the last resort, but there are certainly alternative solutions to this problem that we're faced in our society with.
Okay. When it comes to kids and sports, I'm a parent myself, so I get a little nervous when it comes to, you know, the kids getting involved in different things. You know, you think, oh, okay, here comes a broken this or a twisted this or something's going to happen. Almost unavoidable. This is just, it's just, I guess it just goes with the territory. And are there things that the kids can do and coaches and the like to try to prevent these, you know, different injuries that happen?
That's a great question, Ms. Williams. And, you know, I'm a father of, I have three daughters and, you know, they also swim. They're trying to follow my big foot. Yeah, it's great. It's great. And they're doing great. They're doing an awesome job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so as a parent with, you know, I can certainly relate to it. And, you know, today I think, you know, some of the parents maybe push the kids a little too hard, too young, where, you know, it's like a single sport or maybe too many sports at once and too many hours of training and a lot of overuse injuries.
Right.
You have to remember that, you know, kids are not little adults.
Right.
So their bones, their tendons, their ligaments are not developed yet to handle a workload like an adult. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes as a parent or sometimes even coaches, they lose sight of this. And as a result, the children can get injured very easily. Right. So, you know, keep it fun. That's what I tell my kids at a young age. Let's keep it fun. You know, Rome wasn't built overnight. and you want to keep them involved in a healthy diet. You want to keep them involved in a healthy sleep pattern. Make sure you do preventative stretching for injuries, preventative ways to strengthen muscles in a conservative way where you're not going to be sustained to any type of injury. And I think if you follow those little simple guidelines of, you know, basic nutrition, rest, sleep, stretching, and doing all the little things right outside mm-hmm. of the sport, then you can avoid a lot of these problems with injuries at a young age.
Okay.
As well as burning out mentally.
Oh, well, that's true too. And good point you made. Kids are not little adults. We do have to remember that. Mm-hmm. And as you were talking about the different ways, well, let's actually get into the different ways of treating pain. We mentioned medication. We know about surgery. Rehabilitation therapy is also something that's often prescribed for patients. And tell me about how you assess rehabilitation, perhaps an injection,
sure.
Medication. How do you go about assessing what exactly the patient would need and how they would be best, they would thrive best?
Okay. So basically, a lot of what I do depends on how long the patient has had the pain for. So if they present and they've only had the pain a short period of time, where it's like an acute injury over the course of a couple weeks, then that's where conservative care with, again, prescribing like an anti-inflammatory medication, a short course of physical therapy, and just time in itself. The body will heal itself. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, if a patient has a disc that herniates, about 80% of the time, it gets better on its own in the first 3 months without even, you know, performing an injection procedure or surgery. Mm-hmm. Those aren't really necessary. And so, interestingly enough, you know, the power of the body to heal itself is there. And yet, on the other hand, if a patient comes in and they've already exhausted conservative care 6 weeks and they still have significant pain where they're not able to sleep or function at work, then that's where they need my help with an injection procedure. So that's how we kind of, that's the algorithm that we use as far as how much time has been involved and where they're at in terms of their level of pain and for how long they've been in pain for.
And physical therapy has its place as well.
Correct. Yes. Okay. It does play a role with, you know, stretching the lumbar spine, the abdominal muscles, the musculature and the hips, and all that is very important to maintain a supple, loose spine. And, you know, we no longer prescribe like bed rest. That's from like the past where you stay in bed and, you know, that's like, you know, from the 1950s or 60s. But times have changed where we want to get patients up and moving. You know, I always use the analogy like, you know, patients, if, you know, you have that bicycle in the garage and it's rusty and dusty and you try and get on it, it's not going to work very well.
Right.
And that's like your body.
Right.
Body's made to be moving.
Right.
It's made to be used every day. And so I encourage patients to maintain a healthy lifestyle with eating well, exercise 3 to 5 times a week, lose weight, quit smoking. Mm-hmm. I counsel them on, you know, all the other lifestyle modifications that can make a big difference in their perception of their pain and as well as the pathology that they're dealing with.
Wow. We have been visiting with Dr. Ron Carnell with the Hackensack Meridian Health JFK Neuroscience Institute at JFK Medical Center in Edison. If you'd like to learn more information about the work that's being done at JFK Medical Center, you can log onto their website, jfkmc.org. There you can search the different specializations that they have, including in the Department of Neuroscience. And Dr. Carnell, your story is quite fascinating. I think it's great that you're able to relate so closely to your patients. And, well, JFK is lucky to have you.
Thank you very much, Ms.
Thanks
Williams.
Thanks so much.
Love what I do, and it was a pleasure to be here today.
It shows that you love what you do. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.